Greetings, this is Nigeria Anderson, you with UrbanBuzzMag.com, and I have West Nile and Berserk on the line with me. They have a new video out called Peep the Theory that is off the chain. Now, I want you guys to just introduce yourselves, and then we're going to talk about the music.
Okay, my name is West Nile, W-E-S-N-I-H-I-L, from New Jersey. Got Berserk here.
Yeah, I'm Berserk. I'm out of Massachusetts. I'm a producer slash rapper.
All right. So the production on this is hot, as well as the lyrics. I mean, you guys are just, the combination of both the music and lyrics is dynamite. I know I'm telling my age, right? Dynamite. But tell us how you guys came together to get Peep the Theory out.
Go, you go.
You want me to go? All right. I ended up producing a couple tracks for Danny Diablo, who's linked up with Wes, started sending Wes some beats, and Wes made the trip out to Boston, started hanging out one night, you know, I had a studio, and basically recorded a little EP together, and Peep the Theory just kind of came up, and we wrote it on the spot. I had an old beat picked out. It was very spiritual. Wes is a very spiritual type of dude, and we just made some magic that night. The rest is a wrap. You know, a year later, I end up going down to Jersey. We ended up shooting a video for it. You know, had like a little family barbecue. Had my brothers with me doing all the videos and pictures and stuff. That's kind of how we linked up, you know?
Mm-hmm.
We got a lot in common, so it was really kind of easy doing it all, you know?
Right.
Hyper organic.
Wes, so how did you get into the arts? How do you consider yourself? Rapper, hip-hop artist? Do you have a genre?
I started rapping, to be honest with you, at a very young age. My grandparents lived in Irvington. I used to sit on the front porch, and I would write rhymes, and all the kids from the neighborhood would come up and knock on the door when I wasn't there. They're like, where's West Nile? Where's West Nile? Like, 'cause they'd want to hear me spit verses.
Mm-hmm.
But I started listening to hip-hop at a super young age. All the cassette tapes I had. One of my first cassette tapes was Naughty by Nature.
Mm-hmm.
Another one was Genius, Jizzle, Liquid Swords, Cypress Hill, all the stuff along that era.
Uh-huh.
And I just became obsessed with the music, the culture, and, you know, being in the neighborhood at a young age, just, you know, coming up around that time, I guess it was, had a lot to do in common with life.
Right. And what was your life growing up like? You be spitting some crazy stuff sometimes. I'm like, okay, what you been through, son?
I lived in Union as a kid, back and forth, like I started staying with grandparents. I'm in Irvington. I moved to Newark, New Jersey around 17, 16. Me and my father lived in a warehouse probably for like 12 years.
Mm-hmm.
We had a studio there, a little home makeshift studio and a rehearsal space.
All right, because I don't want you, you're not one of the dudes from the suburbs then came out and mastered the art.
No, definitely. I was, you know, I was in the hood since I was a kid, you know, since I was a baby. Back and forth. I used to work even as a kid in North. My father, he had a moving furniture thing that I'd come work with him all the time. Like I said, we lived in a warehouse. When we first moved there, I was on the loading dock. So when you get out of the shower, it's the same temperature it is outside. If in the wintertime, it's below zero.
Yeah, right. So Peep the Theory, you released that. That is going to be on a tape, or that's a project you guys are working on to release as an EP?
We're putting that as a single. We put out the video. It's going to be on all digital platforms, single. And we're currently now working on a full EP with all fresh beats. We had a bunch of stuff recorded, but we're just going back in and nitpicking and pulling out different stuff. Berserk actually just sent me a fresh package of beats. It's going to be on DJ Gruesome and Below Poverty Level. We're putting out a second mixtape October 16th, I believe.
Wow. And most of your stuff is on YouTube. You guys have a website as well?
Yeah, everything's on YouTube. It's lots of stuff on all digital platforms. I put out an EP recently with A Sharp, producer from North, called Crimson Twins. And we did 5 songs. It's all over the internet. All of our things. Berserk, your stuff too is on.
I got a channel on there called Supreme Corpse Records. It's actually the label that I run.
Okay, and your label is for hip-hop artists or all genres?
Right now, just hip-hop artists. It's basically for me and my crew, Ill Supreme, which is a trio. And we just use it for that right now. I mean, I'm not really focusing on managing any other artists at this point, but kind of like a backbone to what we're doing.
Okay, and how did you get into producing music and getting into the hip-hop?
Man, probably Cypress Hill as a kid. I have three older sisters. I was an accident at birth, so I have like a big gap in my age group and my family, so... I don't know, my sisters would always be blasting Cypress Hill as a kid, and I was obsessed with Cypress, and I'm an old soul, so I got, like, love for all, everything before me, you know, I'm obsessed with the old school hip-hop, and, like, everything back from, like, the 80s, like, Stetson Sonic and all that kind of stuff, and you know, going into the 90s, I really studied everything, you know, so it's like, I'm more like I really, really loved the 90s type of beats, like, you know, like, D.I.T.C., Lord Finesse type of grimy stuff, DJ Muggs. And I just really wanted to make stuff like that, you know. Mm-hmm. And probably around like the late 2000s, I really started getting into producing. And yeah, that was my inspiration, you know, just really trying to make dusty sound and stuff. But yeah, I mean, I got love for everybody in the game. And I'm just focusing on making great music, really just producing for people, whether it's rapping or making songs for other people. I mean, I just love the whole aspect of hip hop. It's just great.
Yeah, y'all bringing hip-hop back. Before I listened, I was thinking hip-hop was gone. And then I was like, oh, no, I got to interview these guys. No, they got it. Y'all got it. Y'all got it.
Thank you very much. That means a lot. Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. Your music is on another mixtape that's in Canada? Or that's going to be on the mixtape?
It's going to be, I believe it's called Murder Machine, Part 2. And, it's a lot of underground hip-hop. DJ Gruesome is teamed up with Below Poverty Level. They're a clothing line, graffiti collaboration from California. Shout out to Hoban. But yeah, I think DJ Gruesome, the same thing. He got into stuff through mutual friends. And he was like, oh, I got to get you guys on the next thing. You guys are down. You have an exclusive guy.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. Well, you guys, it's like, once you hear it, it's like, if you about your music business, then you already know what it is. You're like, oh, no, these dudes is fire.
Appreciate that. Thank you.
I know COVID done jacked up everything, but what will you do now to continue to keep the buzz going? You know, thank you for taking this interview, but as artists, I know it's been a strain, but... what do you guys plan on doing?
Well, since the COVID started, the coronavirus, we did two videos with my homie A. Sharp from Crimson Twins. The day of, it was St. Patrick's Day, the day that they started the shutdown, my buddy calls me and goes, oh, you're still shooting this video? They're like shutting everything down. I'm like, yeah, like we're locked and loaded, ready to go. Like it's happening. So since COVID happened, we put out those two videos, and this will be our third video, but... we just keep making music because we love it. You know, it's like it's not about like notoriety or to us, it's not as much. I mean, it's great. Money's great. You know, being acknowledged is amazing. But we do it because we love to do it and to stay relevant, continuously putting out good music, I believe, you know, because really that's where I think a lot of people lost sight of like the real underground, the real hip hop. It's so much commercialized and people try to fit a mold or like a format. And when you break the mold of the format and you stray away from like all the nonsense, you come back to the raw elements of hip hop. And I believe, you know, that's really where it all tunes in and you know, kind of unlock that door that people forgot was there for so many years.
Yeah.
So, Wes, you a freestyle artist, or you have your books written? You write. How do you come up with your lyrics?
Everything's a life story. Everything is it's all real stuff. I don't rap about things that are not you know, existing in my life or that is not something that was once true or that is true type of deal. I do freestyle. I believe every song you make is technically a freestyle that comes, you know, it's a thought or an idea that pops up in your head. So really every song is a freestyle, you know, when you really break it down to the rawness of it, because, you know, it all comes off a thought. You know, I'll be in the shower, you know, washing up in the shower, and then stuff comes to me, and like, I'll remember two bars, like I'll start freestyling in my head, and I'll get out and I have to write it down right away. Same thing, like freestyling and putting things together, but definitely a big writer. You know, I love to write. I'm not one of those guys that can't write on my iPhone. I have to, like, pen to the pad type of old school style.
cool. You're like the third artist that get ideas in the shower. I think that's because we're so relaxed, you know, it's just like you're so relaxed and then your mind is free and you're like, oh, that's it. But be careful jumping out. To go right. You don't want to slip and fall. You're like, what happened? I was trying to write down the lyrics.
Man, I'm trying to write this verse down.
Right? So if you had to perform with someone, who would you want to perform with? It doesn't matter.
Currently, I perform with many people, to be honest with you, that I've wanted to perform with as far as the hip-hop stuff. Because I was on a tour with Sick Jackin from Psycho Realm, Slain from the Coconostra, and Dan Diablo. But if I had to pick somebody now that I didn't perform with, man, I'd love to perform with KRS-One. I'd love to do something along the lines of that. Probably KRS-One and maybe... another old school, you know, something like a Cypress Hill, to be honest with you.
All right, sounds good. And if you had to battle someone, who would you battle?
Man, if I had to battle somebody, wow, that's a crazy question. I don't know. I'd have to pick somebody that that would really bring it. I'm not really a battle rapper, you know. Last time I was battling was like high school days.
Okay.
But to answer that question, honestly, I'm not too sure. You know what? I'd like to battle Berserk because he's a peer. I think that would be fun.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. That's good. That's good. And Berserk, what do you have to say?
Oh, man.
I'm going to accept the challenge.
Yeah. Challenge.
I'd have to be really drunk.
Okay. Listen, guys, it's been enjoyable just speaking with you guys. I love the vibe. I love the energy. And more importantly, I love the music.
Thank you very much.
Let people know how they can continue to follow you guys on social media and, you know, just stay in touch.
The West Nile is WES_NIHIL on Instagram. Pretty much the same thing. Do West Nile it on Facebook. Crimson Twins is Big Cartel. We got a bunch of merch. Berserk has called Berserk to fire off your stuff.
Yeah, you can follow me on Instagram at Berserk, BERSURKE. You can follow my crew Ill Supreme on Instagram at Ill Supreme Hip Hop. And you can follow my label at Supreme Corpse Records. Everything's at Berserk for me. I lucked out and I had like a...
My Twitter. I'm trying to build my Twitter myself, but it's West. WESNIHILISTIC 21, West Nihilistic 21.
Okay, how did you come up with the name West Nile?
It was kind of like coming from, because nihilistic's like utter nothingness of like defeated destruction. So it was like, you know, like it's like West Nile, it's like you can't destroy nothing. So it was almost like some battle rapper type of mindset, I think, when I made it.
Mm-hmm.
And there's an old punk rock band called the Nihilistics. So, like, I just put the two words together.
Oh, okay.
And he's a virus. He's a virus getting ready to infect.
Nice. Yeah.
A lot of people confuse me with the virus.
Right. You know? That's all. There's nothing to do. Don't say that word, virus. We're in Corona. No virus. Yeah, right? No virus. All right, guys. Thank you so much. And as we say, once a key player, always a key player. So as you continue to grow, please feel free to know that you got a media partner to promote your stuff. So we appreciate you.
Thank you very much. We really appreciate you. Thank you so much for the interview.
Yeah, much love. We really appreciate it.
All right. Thank you, guys.